Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have the whole crew. We've got Chris, Lauren, Sharpie, and Steve.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Lisa's talking very low this week.
She's got her sexy voice on.
It's a sexy voice.
Yes, so.
It's also known as the flu.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Has her all sweaty and fevered.
Yes, I'm a vision.
There's going to be a lot of, you have to warn
her. Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy, Sharpie.
Lots of coughing probably during
yeah,
this podcast.
I'm going to try and turn and cough, but I don't know. Sometimes it hits
turn
me.
Turn and cough? Isn't that? Never mind.
Yeah. It's a lot of that, too.
She's a girl.
That's even better. Turn and Cough is the name of my new band. It's a joke band.
Oh my god.
Like the Otter Jug Band Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
Emmett Otter.
Emmett Otter. I love that.
With Jim Henson.
Brings back memories.
Yes. So we got a lot of news, and we were lucky enough to go to Disney World for a few days with the kids. So one of my stories
when you
is about
me,
my trip.
You don't mean me and Lauren. We weren't there.
No, nope. Just Lisa and myself and our kids. We went on one of the most packed possible.
Oh my gosh.
Weeks.
I don't know what happened.
It was crazy.
I'll tell you what happened.
President's Day.
Yeah, but that's
that
one day.
Always bad. That's why, look, when I'm not going to Disney, you know something's up. Yeah, so
it was very
used our fast passes and we made use of our time very well and we did the smaller things. So it wasn't, you know, we didn't wait in hours and hours of lines because we had the fast passes already set up and it worked.
Yeah,
so it worked out.
You need to sell this better, Steve.
But I don't think I would go then again. It was too packed.
Yeah. And it was good weather though.
Yeah, it was very nice.
It wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold. We've been in February and wearing gloves and scarves. And this time it was shorts.
Yeah, shorts and polo shirt, t-shirt. So it was
God,
nice.
It's been two whole weeks since I've been there.
I know, it seems like it goes, you're like, wow, it goes by quick.
I haven't been in a while. Like, I'm turning over like a new thing here. Hmm.
It's two whole weeks till I go back again, too.
Yeah, I don't get to go for another month. I'm kind of depressed.
So who's starting,
next
Lisa?
Week.
Oh, you're going next week?
No, Chris will be there next week.
Oh, Chris.
I'm not renewing my annual pass until April. I'll be down there in April if anyone wants to say hi. I'm not going to tell you when, though. You have to find me.
It's like a Where's Waldo situation. She's going to have a striped shirt on.
I'll have the big hat on. If you see someone in a big hat with sunglasses furiously applying layers of sunblock, yelling at her children, that's me. I won't be yelling. I never yell.
All right.
She's with me. She yells at me.
I do.
Okay.
We have
a show. Here we go. We're going to be talking about news. Yay. This is a good way to bring in March.
Wait, are we going to start the show with Steve's review of Rivers of Light? Because I'm waiting for this.
I think we should.
Oh, I think we should get everything going just the right way.
All right. So
I really want to hear it.
So we went to Rivers of Light.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I need to pour myself a drink.
Wait, I already have one. Go ahead.
Well, all right. Well, here's the thing.
Well,
so,
we prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, we wanted to get fast passes and we couldn't.
Yeah. So we did they have a dining package. They have a Rivers of Light dining package. So we did that, which is at Tusker House. So I have to say, and we did the lunch at basically 1:50 PM and Tusker House for lunch is incredible. I thought, you know, after eating kind of burgers and fries and bland kind of stuff for a few days, you get to Tusker House and the food is unique. It has flavor. It has spice. There's a lot of choices. So I thought, you know, I thought that was great. And I ate so much food. It was unbelievable. And the kids ate a ton of food. And they have the carrots.
What did you like there that was interesting?
Well, they have plantains. They have some type of cheesy grits type thing. They have
the kids love the potato corn chowder.
Yeah, even the soup was good.
It is delicious. I've had it before.
I thought everything I had, I thought was good, and there were some unique selections versus just, you know, chicken nuggets and Mickey waffles like you have for breakfast and that kind of stuff. And we've had breakfast there too, and I thought breakfast was good. And they'll give you Jamba Juice for lunch as a request, but they don't let you know they have it. So I got two giant glasses of Jamba Juice too.
Yeah, all the girls got that too.
So it was it's just expensive, but again, it's Disney pricing, so it's that's what it is, and they have a line out the door, people willing to pay that price. But
unbelievable. $52 for an adult.
Yeah, so it's a lot of money.
And then $32 for a child for the lunch.
Yeah. So it's like $200 for lunch.
it was like $220.
So you get the $220 bill with the tip and you're like, wow, that's a lot for lunch. But it's vacation and that's what people are paying. And so it's not, if you're in that mindset, that's the going rate. But and I thought it was great. I thought it tasted well. So anyways, and you get Rivers of Light tickets. So you get, they give you 4 old time fast pass. All right. So they give you 4 fast passes for Rivers of Light. And well, here's the thing. So I saw World of Color, and that's what I kind of was expecting. And Lauren told me that it's, you know, not as spectacular as that. But I think, and I also have to say that I know they took a year, you know, it was at least a year behind schedule. So I know everybody's working very hard on this to put this together for at least a year before that and a year behind schedule. So they've worked on this for at least 2 years and they're working on it day and night to put together this giant production. But it's just, oh God, it's just not.
It's disappointing.
It's to say the least. Some of the things. So here's the thing. So I know they've worked very hard. They've done a lot of things that are new technologies but they're just not appreciated because you know, they're working on a lake that's full of muck as opposed to a lake at Disneyland that is, you know, cement that they've built and have permanent structures with permanent lights, permanent fire, all the piping to do these water shows. This, they have to work through mucky water with fish and whatever in it. So things can get clogged. So they're dealing with that challenge. It's, they don't have any of the permanent structure because they didn't want to put it in there. Cause I guess they couldn't because it was just a free form lake or river. So everything's done on rafts. And then they have to, on that raft, they have to have power to move it around. They have to have all the lights, all the projector systems, all the pumps to pump the water, all on this, on these teeny little rafts. So I'm sure they got a ton of patents and conquered a bunch of amazing things. But when you see the little 3 little flowers kind of float around and you see the little, it was just, it's okay. And I'm sure people love it. It was just not for me at all. And I think
I agree.
It's a one time see it.
And you're good.
Yeah. But I felt the live actors were 2 people on a boat and 2 more of the same people on a blue boat. There was a blue boat and a red boat, and they kind of pretend to do a puppet show. And they're kind of like wizards or magicians, you know, they kind of do that.
Actually, I think they were sign language.
Oh, see, I couldn't even. It's hard to even know.
I can't believe he didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't see them. Well, no, it was no, but they didn't sign.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but that's what I thought it was.
All I saw was them, you know, they're like doing the moves like ta-da. And, you know, they're doing the presentation like, you know, they put the arms up like, look at the screen. Look at this. Look over here. You know, it's like the big arm magician moves. And I'm like, you know, when they're wearing the Chinese masks, and I was like, seriously? But there's only 2 of them on this little boat, and the boat's floating around, so you only see them briefly. It's the projections are done with fire hoses, basically. So they're huge, but there was no wind, and they were not clear. And I understand that they're not going to be clear because of that way that's done, but it's, you know, it's like, oh, I think it's a bear. It's so.
The way they shoot the water, they have the 2 hoses, if you will, 2 fire hoses that shoot toward each other, but they never quite connect at the top. And so at the top, it's very choppy, very, very choppy, because there's a lot of gap. And so you don't see any kind of imagery there, any projection. And it's not clear. If it was a fan, one of those fan water screens, I think it would display better. I don't know if they were going for the effect of something that's a very loose image.
I don't know. And it's like any nature show, you know, it's bears running and eagles flying and
turtles and owls.
Yeah.
So now that you've said all this, do you wonder why we don't get invited to anything?
You know, I try to be nice. I realize that those people, and it was the same thing when we did the vacation movie. I mean, those people work 14 hours a day.
The vacation movie. Well, that's right. Oh gosh.
Well, I felt the same way for those people, because they spent all this time, they spent at least two and a half years creating the movie. And because people didn't like the script or whatever, you know, then they have to go through all these reviews and they have to go through all this stuff. And they were just the ones acting in it. And they put a ton of time and effort into it, but it didn't get rave reviews. And this is kind of the same way. I'm sure they put a ton of time and effort into it. And the reviews I tried to stay away from reading them beforehand, but the kind of feeling I'm getting from people is that it's kind of, it's not the next step up from World of Color. It's not even, it's not even a match. It's not the next step from,
anything. It was supposed to be.
Oh, I thought it was going to be their giant nighttime. No. Let's do, are we going to see Wishes? Or are we going to see Rivers of Light? I don't know. They're so, yeah, I like them. Call. No, but it's like, it's no.
The thing about it though, Steve, to me is, they can't do anything too wild and crazy.
I know.
Because of the animals. And yeah, I get that.
Yep.
But I agree with you. Like, I still feel like it needs something Disney-esque in it. It's missing that Disney-esque.
Well, there's
essence. There's nothing Disney.
There's no tear jerking. There's no emotional moment. There's none of that you get with Wishes. No. There's no big finale.
I don't get
finale.
Any emotional, teary moments. Out
I know
what's
Steve's
wrong with
well,
you.
Well, there's
people.
No, you get that kind of feeling.
You're heartless, Chris.
That's
Come
totally
on.
Not true.
You know, there's no little girl singing about whatever.
Oh, that kid's so annoying.
With some
you
sad
know what happened to that kid, right?
Star bright.
Yeah, there's none of that.
She's like a heroin addict.
Star
now.
I see tonight.
No, she is. It was really sad.
Well, there you go. Okay, I made that see, up. That's why I shed a tear every time I think of that, Chris. So there's none of that. And then they can't have the big firework finale because there's no fireworks because you're at the Animal Kingdom and the animals. So there's no, even the big finale at the end is like, it's just pathetic.
Well, it was funny because it wasn't done. The show wasn't done and it was just a pause and people started clapping and they're like, okay. And then it started up again. It was not real clear. So, Steve, tell me three positive things about the show.
I feel like it breaks new ground, is what I'm trying to say. So I know they've come through some new things, but I don't know.
It's pretty.
I got to check my emails while I waited for it to start.
Steve?
No, there was not. It is pretty.
No, the barges with the lights and the water, and that was beautiful.
They're very pretty.
I was going to just say, I like the animal barges.
Yeah, there's a
They
turtle.
Look like little Tiffany lamps.
Yes.
That kind of style. And
they
were cute.
They're exactly like, I'm sure you could actually get a turtle, an owl, Tiffany lamp that are exactly like that. So it's a good description. You know, they have that kind of gradient color, you know, where it fades from light to darker colors and it has that nice glass look.
Yeah, it looks like little stained glass panels.
Yeah. So those are very pretty. The flowers are pretty, but they're just not adequate. And then there's one giant flower barge that comes out.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, and it does a couple little things, and it has some little candle-like flames on it, which is kind of their finale. It, you know, it turns into a Christmas tree-ish candle thing.
Okay.
When I walked out of that show, I was sad.
You were sad that it wasn't better than it.
I was sad because I wanted it. I wanted to love it. And I was sad that I didn't.
I agree.
And that was my true feeling when I walked out of there. And I was with another girl that's a huge Disney fan, and she felt the exact same way. Like we both just felt like, eh.
I know.
Okay, it was good, but eh. You know.
I was very excited. I texted Sharpie when we sat down. I sent him a picture, and just to get him excited that we were getting excited. I didn't send another picture because it didn't get exciting.
It's not, you want it to be better. You want it to be, it's not bad. It's just not, they've done so
very anticlimactic.
Yeah. There's no, there's none of those feelings. There's no aha moment. There's no finale. There's no,
musical rise and fall.
There's no songs that you're going to take away and sing for the rest of the day.
Although they keep talking about how they were all composed in London and they were this great thing. I really don't remember any of them.
Remember any of the songs.
I don't.
Yeah. See, that was a lot of the commentary that I've read says that like the production values were very high. So looking at the fully original sound score, looking at all of the famous choreography that's involved with the dancers and the music and
but
everything.
That's the thing, Sharpie. There's no dancers.
There's nobody.
Right. And that's where this show got pared down because there was supposed to be live music with this show.
Oh. There's no dancers. There's two people on a barge. And that is it. That is the extent of the cast that you visually see.
Yeah.
So you look at what the show was supposed to be and what it actually ended up becoming. And it's like, they wanted to release something within a year's time. So like, they did.
I put out to my family, we're going in May as a family. And I was like, we can do, I booked River of Lights, Tusker House breakfast with the River of Lights package, or we can do the Star Wars dessert party and fireworks.
Star Wars.
That we did already last August. Every single one of them were like, skip River of Lights. Let's do Star Wars again. I was like, are you kidding? And no. They're like, no, they're like, we don't even care to see it. We, after your review of it, they were like, we're good. We don't need to see it. I was like, okay.
And it's sad. And I have not, and I've seen the tree light up at Disney's Animal Kingdom just from one of Mandy's videos. And that looked so much better just to watch.
Did that make you kind of
the projections?
Gasp?
On the tree, which I still haven't seen in person, but I would have rather have just seen that in person than have seen Rivers of Light now, knowing what I know. But I'm glad I saw it, but I would not go out of my way to see it again unless they redid it.
I think my favorite part of the whole thing was the pre-show where they do the projections and the shadows on the trees.
Which also gets you excited because you're like, oh, this is going to be cool. Because you're sitting there waiting and then they're projecting over by the, what is it? The barbecue restaurant. What is it over there?
Flame Tree Barbecue.
Yeah. So Flame Tree Barbecue in the trees, they've got these like, they look like little fairies. You know, they're like little green dots that are like flying around in the trees that they're somehow projecting over there. So and it looks like they're actually kind of flying around in the trees and they occasionally have an elephant shadow walk by and they occasionally have, and so that's very well done. So that's,
I like that.
While people are sitting down, they're doing occasional little projections in the trees, and you're like, "Oh, this is pretty well done." And then it just, and then the little, it's like
the other thing that I, if I had to pick another thing I liked was the use of lasers. They used lasers a lot more than I've seen in a lot of shows.
Yep.
And I think they brought out positive effects in the show.
Yeah, they do some cool effects where they do the laser is going through the mist of the water, so it gives it that kind of wavy feel and look to it, which is kind of cool. So
there were some elements of the show that I did like and enjoy.
Yep.
But I think overall, I was disappointed.
Yeah, it doesn't pull on.
There was a lot of hype though.
There's no strings. Yeah, and then you get another year delay after it's supposed to have opened, and so you're hoping that it's, and you're hoping they've figured this stuff out, but it seems to, anyway, if anybody else loves the show, or please leave a comment.
Yeah. Tell us your favorite part
on Facebook, or if you think they need to do something else with it, Let us know.
Okay. So that was a good start. All right. So Steve's done. We're going to go up to Chris. You're going to start with the next story, please.
Okay. So if you really want to see a great show, you can head over to California Grill. They have a special hors d'oeuvre and drinks and fireworks viewing. It's called Celebration at the Top. And they're going to serve just, you know, typical small plates and wine, beer, and little drinks. So that's $99 per person. And, you know, I don't know if I would personally pay it, but I'm sure they will have no trouble filling those spots.
Like California Grill.
I do love California Grill. I don't know.
You don't know what? You don't know if you'll do it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it at all. Well, I mean, because I could just as easily watch those fireworks from a parking lot. I'm kidding. No, I mean, okay. So this is just another one of the things. I mean, first it was watch the fireworks from a ferry boat. Then it's, you know, this kind of thing and dessert parties all over the place. And this is just one more thing. And it's just a small little observation deck at California Grill. You can, you know, I guess they're going to serve you indoors. And then when the fireworks start, you can go out and watch it. For $99, I can actually have a massive meal. I actually would have a hard time spending $99 a person at California Grill.
That's true. You might as well just have dinner at California Grill and watch the fireworks. Yeah.
What am I missing here on this? Mm. Not to be a crab or anything, but I'm not sure what I'm missing. And it looks like it's a pilot thing. It's only select Sundays through March. But I mean, you could book dinner. Your dinner is going to cost you what, $70, even with a glass of wine and dessert. And still go ahead and, you know, watch the fireworks from the exact same area. I mean, you're just one over, right? So no, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah. Or you could.
Yeah. I don't know that I would either.
That's a high price. Or if you get
it's
a table.
High.
Yeah. And if you have a table for dinner, you could just watch them from the table if you've got one by the window.
I know, which is the best thing ever. So I know, you know, and it is hard to get those spots, but you know, if you wait, if you get it during the right time and you hold out for that table, you'll get it. So, yeah, no thanks.
All right, Lauren, you've got another update for us.
Yeah. So Disney Cruise Line announced their summer 2018 itineraries recently. They have a 13-night eastbound transatlantic from Miami to Barcelona, which is leaving on May 13th of 2018. They have a 5-night Mediterranean from Barcelona, leaving July 17th. A 7-night Mediterranean leaving on May 26th and June 9th, and that leaves from Barcelona. A 7-night Mediterranean leaving from Barcelona on June 2nd and June 30th. 7-night Barcelona to Civecia. Mediterranean leaving June 16th, and a 7-night European from Barcelona to Dover, July 22nd, a 10-night Mediterranean from Barcelona, July 7th, a 7-night Mediterranean from Civecia to Barcelona, June 23rd, a Copenhagen cruise leads a 7-night Northern European from Copenhagen, August 9th, a 10-night Norwegian from an Iceland cruise from Copenhagen to Dover, August 16th. 7-night British Isles cruise from Dover, September 2nd. 7-night Norwegian from Dover, August 26th. 11-night Northern European cruise from Dover to Copenhagen, July 29th. And then there's a couple more. There's San Diego, 5-night San Diego to Vancouver, May 16th. Vancouver 5-night Alaskan from Vancouver, July 18. 7-night Alaskan from Vancouver. It's got several dates starting in May going through August. 7-night Alaskan from Vancouver, 6/25/93. 9-night Alaskan from Vancouver, July 9. And then there's the normal Bahamas cruises, the 5 nights The Disney Fantasy is going to be doing some 3-night Bahamas. And then it's normal 7 nights, Eastern, Western. And then there's an 11-night Southern Caribbean, 6:30. And that's it. So they're available to book now. So hurry up and book them. They're booked. They're going to go fast. And with Disney Cruise Line, cheapest price is the earliest price.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you can book those with any of us here. Any of the Mouse Chatters here are happy to help you with those and book those. And like Lauren said, with Disney Cruise Line, they only have 4 ships. So the farther out you can book, is the cheapest price, because as inventory goes away and as the cruise gets closer, the prices go up. And, you know, we've seen it where if we're talking to someone on the phone and they decide to think about it and they call back, you know, an hour or a day later, that cabin's no longer available, or the category is no longer available, or the price has gone up already. So that they're always cheapest the farthest out. And then we've actually been, you know, between all of us, we've been on a lot of them. And then we've actually been to the Norway one also, which is awesome. There's not a bad Disney cruise out there that I can think of.
And the fewer sailings there are of a specific itinerary, the faster they fill up.
Yeah, those Mediterranean ones that I was listing, they will go fast.
And you can always get a great deal on transatlantic cruises.
Are you on?
If you look at the per night cost, they're usually a pretty good deal, especially with Disney Cruise Line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those
I'm
are
very
good
curious about those. I just don't know if I could spend like 2 weeks on a ship.
Well, and most
I definitely
us,
could. Yeah, 14 nights, you better believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to.
I love
because I love the ship time.
Yeah, the ship time is nice. So yep. It would be fun.
All right, Sharpie, you want to take us over to some new construction?
Not the new construction that has been rumored.
Okay.
Similar, but not exactly. It has long been rumored that there was a tower structure coming to Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort that would be a DVC property. However, the tower announcement came from Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. And it has not yet been indicated as DVC, and it's rumored that it will not be DVC. So that was kind of a surprise that kind of shocked a lot of regular Disney News followers out there. But yeah, it's going to be a 15-story tower. It's going to add 500 rooms to Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. It's going to have suites, concierge-level services. But this tower addition will also spill over and create a refurbishment for all of the resort rooms at Coronado Springs. And
which is needed.
Yes. And do a landscape transformation. So they're going to be creating floating gardens and an island oasis. So
which means bar. Oh.
Exactly. Exactly. So there are a lot of changes coming to Disney's Coronado Springs Resort with the addition of this tower. So it's really said that this is meant to beef up the convention business at Coronado Springs and add the higher end level rooms for executives and vice presidents and presidents and CEOs
that
are going to keep them there at the property instead of putting them at a deluxe resort and then shuffling them back and forth between the convention center and a home resort that has concierge level services. So this is kind of be like a deluxe resort housed at a moderate resort. Unless they're switching up this moderate resort to the deluxe resort category, which it kind of seems like they might be trying to do just a little bit, maybe. But yeah, so it's kind of interesting. But there are some changes coming to Caribbean Beach Resort. No DVC tower announced with that. But they're also doing some reimagination. They're adding to the current marketplace, Centertown. And they're also going to include new waterfront dining and then also retail shopping along the waterfront as well. So doing some change up over at Caribbean Beach and at Coronado Springs. Pretty exciting based on some other news that we're going to cover here in a few minutes that kind of connects these resorts a little bit. So, yeah, ooh, exciting news. Coronado Springs, big addition coming.
Elusive. So we've talked about the express transportation option that is available when you have a park hopper ticket, and it's been successful. People like it. It makes going from one park to another very easy, convenient, and it saves a lot of time. And what the plan has been, or the way it's been working, is you actually get picked up and dropped off from within the gates of each park. So you don't have to go through any kind of security check again. You don't have to do any of that stuff, front of the park stuff. And it just kind of puts you in the middle of the park. Over in the Magic Kingdom, it's by Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. It's by Spaceship Earth in Epcot, the east side. And then at Animal Kingdom Park, it's over by Kilimanjaro Safari, the entrance for that. And then at Hollywood Studios, the place is over by the Rock and Roller Coaster, Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster. And so it is popular. So if it's popular, what are you going to do if you're Disney? You're going to raise the prices. So the new prices for this service, is going to be, if you have a single day, it's $19 per person. And if you have a multi-day, it's $29 per person. It's good for a ticket up to 7 days. So the $29 is going to cover all 7 days. And it does still cover all 4 theme parks, but it's just a little bit more money. And it's been working really well. People love it.
I still haven't tried it.
I think if you got used to something like that, you would become addicted. It's almost like a VIP or fast pass, unlimited type express pass at Universal, where you get a taste of it and you're spoiled. Steve, why don't you go next?
Okay. So I wanted to follow up on Sharpie's story with his Coronado Springs. So there's also news that Caribbean Beach. So it's going to be going on from May 1st through into 2019. So for about 2 years. And so they announced that they're going to do a new kind of central marketplace. It looks like they're going to do some, you know, hopefully some waterfront dining and some retail shopping locations. So that'll be a nice addition. And then it looks like the plans also have, it looks like 7 new buildings. And these are in the Martinique and Barbados areas. And it looks like the larger building, like they're going to maybe demolish the entire Barbados area and put one of the larger buildings in that area. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see. One of the places we really haven't stayed was the Caribbean Beach because it wasn't kind of our theme, but maybe.
Well, I don't think we've ever really, as a podcast, really smiled upon Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, it's it's one of the places that we usually don't, you know, it's spread out.
I think I looked at all of my bookings between now and the end of the year. I have one person booked there out of all my bookings.
I just sent one. Someone a couple weeks ago, but overall, I don't recommend it. And it's mainly because of the bus stops. I mean, I think the rooms are fine. I think of everyone on the show, I'm the only one who really isn't a big fan of the moderates in general. But I think that, you know, the multiple bus stops and it's so spread out. It's not appealing to me.
Yeah. I did like the pool area there when we did tour it and looked at, they had a really nice kind of Pirates of the Caribbean themed pool area, but, the food court was kind of lackluster. It wasn't.
The food court is horrible.
Yeah,
it wasn't good.
You know what? I'm going to make a point in 2017. We're going to stay there.
Oh. No. Well, you all
stay during
there.
No, wait till it's done.
Yeah, you gotta
wait.
All right, I'll wait.
I think.
Yeah, can't do it now.
And that's why they're doing the upgrade.
Is when they upgraded, then it's going to be expensive. It's like the Poly. You know, used to be we could always get discounts at the Poly. Lauren and I were just talking today about how we couldn't get free dining at all at the Poly last fall.
Yeah, actually, we did have that conversation. Nobody got it. Not one.
Right.
Room.
Nobody. Nope. And of all places, like I can remember saying to someone, oh, well, of course you're going to get the Poly. Well, not now.
Yeah, the Polynesians.
So it'll be the same as the Caribbean Beach. So.
Well, yeah, at the lower scale.
Yeah, because they reduced inventory with taking buildings offline for the DVC property.
That's a good point. But I think the other thing is it's super popular now. So everyone wants to go there because, you know, it's all new and fancy schmancy.
Fresh renovations, new pool.
Yeah.
It's very
That's
nice.
A whole different show, though.
Okay. Yes. But it's overdue. I'm glad they're doing something to Caribbean Beach and Coronado, and it'll definitely make those resorts more popular. And I like Coronado Springs, you know, the way it was. So it'll just make them even better.
I was a fan of Coronado. I like Coronado, but I do believe that Coronado did really need a refurb. I had a lot of people that checked in there over the last year and were just like, nope, I can't stay here. It smelled moldy, like it needed an update. So I think it's a good thing.
That's good.
And that happens so easily in Florida. If they don't do a lot to mitigate moisture in the rooms, I mean, you're going to have a mold problem because it is just so humid there.
Yeah. And there's not much they can do about it. You know what I mean? And those rooms were refurbed not that long. I mean, it hasn't been that long since they were refurbed.
Yeah. And while Lisa's catching up here, talking about rooms, we stayed last week at Art of Animation at the Cars Suites for two nights, and they are spectacular. And then we also stayed over at for two more nights in a one bedroom villa at Boardwalk. And I haven't stayed. I've been in Boardwalk, but I've actually never stayed there and slept there. And those rooms have been, I guess, recently redone, and they have that kind of modern feel, and they're very nice. So I enjoyed both of them. So Art of Animation and Boardwalk.
Yeah, mini trip review. We got to go to a couple of places. Well, unfortunately, you got to go to the grill by yourself.
Yeah, the big, I can't think of the name of it now. So what is it? Big something grill, Big Cat,
Big River Grill, Big Cat Grill. No,
it's called Big River Grill.
Yeah.
That's not even very appealing, Big Cat Grill. That's
it. We got to do Ample Hills. They do have good ice cream. I tried Steve. Steve was filled with syrup. He got that butter pecan something or other.
Oh, it's the best.
It had a lot of sweetness running through it. And then Brooke got a dark chocolate that was really a bit too dark for her. And then Amber had cookies and cream, which was good. It was good.
Yeah, but the redone, you know, with all the restaurants redone over there on the Boardwalk, and they have some kiosks now that have hot dogs, and I think they've always had funnel cakes, and they've got
Boardwalky.
They have a margarita kiosk.
They did a great job on the Boardwalk.
Oh, they did.
Fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
Did you go into Ample Hills and tell them that you prefer to call it Two Udders?
Oh, dear. Two Udders.
Yeah, I should have redesigned their sign. Their Ample Two Udders.
I could have really milked it for all it's worth, Steve.
I know.
Oh, God.
If you remember ESPN, it's where the arcade for ESPN used to be that nobody did anything with. So it's great that they've taken that space and now made an ice cream store. And even Beaches and Cream, we walked over there. It's, you know, it's still there. It was packed, but they have a walk up area now. So if you want to just get a quick sundae, or they have a walk up line also. And then the arcade, they had half of the arcade blocked off, and it looks like they're maybe expanding the men's and women's restrooms. I don't know why they need to do that, but I was hoping they were going to expand Beaches and Cream, but it doesn't look like that's what they were doing when we were there. And Ariel's is still empty.
They're never going to get rid of that.
I don't know why they have so many restaurants that are packed in Disney World, but for some reason they could never get people in that. So I don't, and they've
it's
never
the
done
same
anything.
Thing that What was it? We were talking about sandals and how, like, we went to something and sandals said that they were going to have, that they would have their over the water bungalows in Jamaica ready by May 25th. And I was like, they just announced that. How's that even possible? But, you know, Disney's the only company that takes like 3 years just to formulate a plan. And then they slowly, like, they never do anything quickly. So. Yeah.
And I think they miss out on a lot of market segment.
They must. Yeah.
Yeah. Because whenever you think about pop-up and trends in food service, food is huge right now.
Yeah.
So if you open up something over there that's really, really attractive and say it's going to be open for only the time period during Food and Wine, they could blow that place up.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but yeah, it just sits there empty.
Yeah. And they seem to be in the phase of, you know, putting cabanas in the parks and using every possible inch of everything. And that is a completely working restaurant that could be doing something like you said.
Sits there.
I have a picture of or a video of Amber running around in there with it empty from when she was like 4 or 5.
I don't know.
That's a long time. Young. That was like 7 years ago because the gate was just open. Right. So I went through the whole restaurant and it was
playing tag.
Yeah, we were playing tag in there. And it's just a giant empty restaurant. We were playing tag for like 30 minutes in there. It's like 7 years ago. And it's still there. Still the same place. Anyway.
It's still empty.
It is. Okay. So we did Steve. Let's go back to Lauren.
So we had announced a few weeks ago that the Trattoria Al Forno was going to start having a character breakfast, and ADRs are now out. You can actually book it. It's for travel. Where is it? April 2nd. Anytime after April 2nd, if you're traveling to Disney, you can now book this character breakfast. It's brand spanking new. It's called the Bon Voyage Breakfast at Trattoria Al Forno on the boardwalk. And it's got Rapunzel and Flynn Rider and Ariel and Prince Eric. It is the only character meal I think you can see Rapunzel at. They actually have some unique things on the menu. I mean, they have some traditional items too, but if you go ahead and take a look at the menu, you actually get a choice of a mixed berry parfait or a fresh fruit salad. And then they come out with pastries with like the braided breakfast bread, and they have clamshell pastries. And then they have different items for breakfast. They've got like the tower of pancakes and a frittata, different things, tangled eggs instead of scrambled eggs. So kind of cute. So I know, right? And they still have your Mickey pancakes or Mickey waffles for breakfast for the little ones. The character dining experience is $34 for adults, $20 for children. And I believe it's one table service on the dining plan. And the characters are only there for breakfast. I actually have it booked for 3 mornings in May because I didn't know which morning it would work. So I booked for 3 different mornings. I got to figure out which day we're going to do it. But so I will be doing that breakfast in May. I'm so excited.
That sounds nice. And I still haven't. Have you eaten in that restaurant yet or didn't?
Yeah, we had dinner. We all ate there for dinner, didn't we?
No, it was just you and I.
Oh, what? No, we were with Mitch. Oh, we were with Mitch and Marla.
Yeah, and I think if I remember, you guys gave it good reviews.
I feel it like you guys really were cheating good on us.
Yeah, the dinner was good. The dinner's great. I've eaten there like 3 times for dinner. It's very good.
Well, Sharpie, I hate to tell you, but we had lunch with Mitch and Marla too.
Gosh, geez.
I know.
I'm missing out.
I'm sorry.
I got to go to Disney.
You are.
You have to go when Mitch and Marla are there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is...
You hear me, Goodmans? You hear me?
Marla hasn't seen Amber since our first meetup, and that was 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, my.
So, you know, she's looking down for Amber, and all of a sudden, she's looking up.
Ah!
Yeah.
Amber has grown.
Amber's officially taller than I am. I don't know what's happened with that girl. But anyway.
Mandy said she was taller than her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's what, 5'7"?
Amber?
How tall is Amber?
Probably 5'5".
How tall are you?
I'm 5'4¾".
All right.
5'6".
She's got me about 1/2 inch to 1 inch. So she's about 5'6". All right, we don't need to
talk
about that.
I think you've got to be taller than that because I've stood next to you in like 4-inch heels and been your height. So
yeah, and Lisa, you're the same height as me, and I'm a little over 5'6".
I don't know. I'll have Steve measure and then I'll update everyone.
Yeah. Cause I know that like, I'll be like, darn, I'm wearing these big shoes and she's still taller than me.
Mm. So. Amber is too.
Oh, I know. That kid's been taller than me for a while. Mm. So.
Okay. Well, let's see. Lauren, are you done?
I am. I'm excited, but I'm not.
I'm excited. All right. So Chris, do you want to go next?
Okay. So for all of you that have been anxiously awaiting Disney to extend the monorail beyond the Epcot and Magic Kingdom loop, you're going to be disappointed. But for those of you who miss those gondolas that used to be over the Magic Kingdom, this is great news for you. Except it's not going to be over the Magic Kingdom. Apparently, Disney has filed permits for a gondola that goes from Hollywood Studios and Epcot to Art of Animation and Pop. And I believe the other one is Caribbean Beach. So eventually they could extend it to All Stars, Blizzard Beach, Animal Kingdom, and potentially Disney Springs. So it's a gondola system. And if you're interested in how this looks, it's not like the typical gondola that, you know, you would ride in over the Magic Kingdom and drop.
Like a ski lift kind of.
Yeah. It's more like a, it's really big. It probably holds like 12, 15 people at a time. Enough that you could very easily plunge to your death, which is why I won't be in the gondola.
What?
Because I will push her off.
I don't.
It's enclosed. Well,
they're glassed in, right?
Yes.
So, you know, but I don't know. Those things, I don't trust
them. They're nice now. They're enclosed. They're fully enclosed.
They're hanging by a wire.
They're air conditioned. You know, they're air conditioned or heated. So you have that. And they, they're nice and quiet, and it's not like in the mountains in Switzerland where you know where they swing when you go from post to post, you know, and you
how
get
do you
that.
Know that?
Wait, how?
I saw the video. I saw the video of the one in London, and first of all, it didn't look like it held very many people, so it didn't look that practical. But secondly, it was swinging a tiny bit.
Well, they swing a little.
So, how much fun is that going to be in a thunderstorm?
Yeah.
And that's one of the big reasons why they took the original Skyway out of the Magic Kingdom was because.
Oh, I thought it was because people were dropping things.
Well, probably that too.
It had a lot of downtime because of weather.
Yeah, that's true.
It had a lot of downtime, but I think someone jumped too.
No.
No, I don't know.
I don't think so because I read this book on like everything scandalous that ever happened in the Magic Kingdom. And that was not one of them, but somebody did get smushed in that girl. A young woman was smushed by the gondola. She got off at the wrong time and it was not good.
But
oh,
anyway.
Wait a minute. A sailor fell out. That's right. Never mind. Just ignore me. I'm sitting here babbling. It was a good book.
But, like the gondolas, I think, are a good idea because I have to feel like you know, you can put more than one on a wire, so you can probably attach, you know, a few to keep the thing running. And then from what I've read,
never think about it though. You'd have to have, capacity of like an Art of Animation double bus, like the one you were just on last week. Probably holds like what, 100 people, 150 people?
Yeah.
How many gondolas? You'd need like probably 10 just to make up for one bus. So it's kind of like a ruse when you
can
think about it. It's not
22
people.
You can fit 22 people in one of those Disney elevators is what it says. And they'll probably, if they had to, they'd push them all in there. So
I've read where some gondola systems can do like 30 to 50 people.
Yeah. I got to figure they could get, if they had to, they could get 50 people in there.
I still don't think it's very practical. You'd still need.
Well, you need a lot of them.
You need a lot of them. And then they're stopping at, you're going from Epcot to multiple resorts. I mean, that's not practical.
You got
to like unpack the gondola so those five people can get out of, you know, get out at Caribbean Beach. You got to like stuff everyone back in there.
I don't know how that works.
It's not working.
I don't know. It's all going to depend on what type of control system they do. Because if they can direct a gondola to a location, so I mean, I don't know how
this
fixed
is the
or
worst
variable
idea ever.
I don't know.
True.
The article I read said congestion on property. I was like, what are they talking about? I am so happy because I always drive when I'm down there. I'm so happy when I finally get to Disney and I can just like basically like drive and not worry about any traffic. even like the only time I've ever encountered traffic at Disney was on Easter Sunday morning. Other than that, and that was like this huge backup.
Well, there's not a lot of traffic, but there we definitely waited at quite a few lights when we were on the bus from all the way from Art to.
Yeah, but I mean, get real. I mean, that's you're going to have that. But
yeah,
I don't know. But you have to look at the expansion that is that's definitely coming to Hollywood Studios, and the rumored expansion that's coming to Epcot. I mean, they're
What rumored expansion?
They're completely doing Future World.
Wow. Oh, I'm really sad. I thought you were going to say they're going to have a Russian pavilion.
No, they're not going to have vodka.
It's a disappointment there.
Vodka bar.
I've been waiting for the Russian pavilion for years. Mm. That's the one I'm waiting for.
Well, they're apparently not Russian to build it.
Mm. You could have like a shirtless bareback Putin ride. Right on my giant horse.
That's funny.
I think that's in the Imagineering Epcot book. I think they have the design. They have the mock-up for that.
All right. Disney. I'm going to go ahead and jump in with the next story. So Blizzard Beach has limited access. The different resorts and the theme parks will take you to Blizzard Beach from that particular location. But it used to go from Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it's not going to go from Animal Kingdom Lodge to Blizzard Beach directly anymore. If you're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge and you want to go to Blizzard Beach, you're going to have to go to Animal Kingdom Park and then transfer onto another motor coach and then take that over to Blizzard Beach. So not as convenient. There aren't that many that have the direct resort to Blizzard Beach access. And it's only Coronado and All-Stars.
Hmm.
That's it. Everyone else has to figure out from a park or from
Well, those are your bigger resorts, I guess. And Coronado's across the street almost from it.
Yeah, but Coronado and All-Stars, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Quick, short, sweet, to the point.
It was always sort of disappointing when you're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge and you're like, okay, I'm going to the park, and then all of a sudden they'd stop at Blizzard Beach. And like one person would get off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it makes it quicker. And it's not that big of a deal, to get over to Animal Kingdom. It's just, it's time, and then you're waiting for the next bus, so it's probably easier just to Uber over, or if you have your own car.
Okay. I think we only have one left, and that's Sharpie.
New tour over at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. I'm really, really excited. I will definitely do this tour. This tour is called Caring for Giants. It comes in at a very approachable Disney tour price point of $30. So what this entails is getting a closer look at the African elephants at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park and learning what it takes for the animal care staff to take care of such big animals. They are the largest inhabitants at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. So the African elephants, you'll get within 80 to 100 feet away from them. You'll have a 60-minute experience. You'll get to meet with the animal care specialists who provide the care for the African elephant herd. And then you'll get a day's glimpse into what they do to take care of the animals and make their habitat show ready. Throughout the experience, you'll get to do several different things. It is offered daily. They have several different times throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. When the tour is offered. I'm pretty excited. I think that's a really, really awesome tour addition because it's definitely something that I always wonder how an animal care staff cares for so many animals. And this gives you a glimpse into what Disney has done with conservation efforts and also looking at preservation of their wild populations, and then also a lot of the research that Disney has engaged in regard to African elephants. So kind of really cool tour, hour long, $30.
Wow, I think that's, it's only $30?
Pretty good experience.
Well, that's a deal.
Yeah.
That's a deal to be able to do that. That would be great to take the kids, and it would be educational, and it's kind of a special thing, and it's only $30 for an hour. That's, I was thinking, you know, $199 Disney or no. More.
$30 per person. So
that's awesome. We did Wild Africa. I
think that's an
Africa
awesome
trek.
Addition.
Yeah. Lauren and all of us did Wild Africa Trek years ago, and that was phenomenal.
Amazing.
That definitely wasn't $30, but it was definitely worth it. So those tours are a lot of fun.
I'm definitely looking forward to doing Wild Africa Trek sometime. And specifically the reason is whenever that tour first was released, mm-hmm. I weighed too much to do it.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yep. And pretty excited to do it sometime.
We did the, Sharpie, we did the nighttime safari last week when we were there. It's nice. We saw the hyenas. We saw the lions. We saw the lions, you know, moving around and and awake for the first time. So that was cool.
They weren't just lying around.
Yes. But, and so if you wanted to get great shots, the only thing that there wasn't a lot of other animals. I mean, there's a lot of empty areas, and they have this fabulous, amazing sunset, which is, which you're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then it's done on a like
LED
a
panel.
Yeah, it's like done on a Jumbotron, which is okay, except like one of the 2x2 squares was like freaking out. So it was like, you know, a jungle, you know, like a Pac-Man
psychedelic
screwed up
sunset.
Yeah, it was like
it was like Vanellope.
It was one. Yes, it was glitching. So you're like, oh, that's funny. An amazing sunset. And you're like, oh, wait. Because you see it flickering and glitching and turning white and red and blue, and you're like, oh, they need to fix that. So,
fix that.
I know, because that would have been spectacular until it. I fell for it too until it was like the glitch, and then I was like, oh, it's just a jumbotron.
It looks very real.
It's it was beautiful. So a bird flew into one of the panels and screwed it up or something. So they need to, if they could fix that, that would be nice. But yes. But I thought it was nice. Oh, and I have one more quick announcement. Does anyone have anything else?
Nope.
All right. So we have a Mouse Chat Facebook group. So this is different than our Mouse Chat Facebook page. So you can go over there. You know, I believe it's Chris. It's like private access, but we'll go ahead and approve everybody. Is that how it works?
We will approve anyone as long as you have a thumb and a Facebook account. The thumb is so you can sign in. You could do that with your nose too, I suppose. So basically anyone.
All right. So anyone. And so we wanted to do something special. So, you know, of course we're in there, and if you have questions, and we can talk to you and help you answer your questions, but we wanted to do something special for the Facebook group.
May I interrupt you, Steve?
Uh-huh.
That's actually a good way to get your questions answered. Cause a lot of times we get questions from people who are not, you know, they're just listeners, and they have a question, and it's really hard to answer those questions in depth. But if you come over there on the page and you just go ahead and say, hi, you know, I have a question about such and such, chances are good that a Mouse Chatter might pop on and answer that question, but also listeners might answer and help you out. So it's kind of a good way to get those questions answered that we can't necessarily take a lot of time answering.
Yes. And also Chris has a good point there. So there's, you know, other Mouse Chatters in there, so you can meet other people in the Disney community, and everybody will be helping each other out with questions and things like that. The other cool thing is we're going to do a special every so often, a Mouse Chat show. So one of our Mouse Chat podcasts, and we will put it in to our Mouse Chat Facebook group. So only the people that are there will be able to enjoy that. So please go to Facebook, find our Mouse Chat Facebook group. You can also join our Facebook page if you haven't already. And, you know, maybe once a month we'll try to put together a special Mouse Chat show, and we'll have it in there. We'll give you the link to it from that Facebook group.
All right. I guess this is where I grab the show, wrap it up. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can find more of them at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.